How do you hang this thing up? Oh. Hey, honey, be careful. They've got measles in here.
Never gets old. Just never gets old.
He's going to be a riot at the old folks' home. You know, I think...
Do you have Hungry Like the Wolf? Can you play that one?
I think when Big Fatty goes into, like, assisted living or whatever, you know, he's going to request that they have a window in the front of his room that he can pull the drapes back to display his sling.
His Christmas balls.
So... They'll have to give him a special room in the front.
So that would be Fatty calling to basically, I guess he heard. He heard our 100th and he was like, "Oh, I forgot to call. Oh, right. Dear Gussie, I'll call the next one."
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's gonna be a riot at the old folks' home.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1558 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 15th of January 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we're going to catch up on more voice letters, and y'all, I'm going to tell you about a dream I had. Be ready. Hello, Glovies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, not a bad day in the coal mine today. I mean, it wasn't a great day, but it, that's why they call it a job, y'all. That's why they call it a job. So, you know, a job is a job is a job. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, the big Fatty, you tried to say it again, but you couldn't. It's true. Okay, now I've written some things down here. Y'all, I've written down birthdays. Okay, there are no birthdays today. Fatty, why did you write it down? I don't know. But y'all, I want to tell you about this dream. I want to tell you about this dream I had. Y'all, I'm telling you, it doesn't get better, okay? It doesn't get better. It gets worse. Y'all, I had the most fucked up dream last night, I can't remember all of it, okay? I can't remember all of it, but there was something involved, and y'all, I don't know, and you know, I don't know anyone who has a degree in psychology, but if there was someone with a degree in psychology, it would be lovely if they could analyze this, but I just off the top of my head, I just can't. Big Fatty, how about the Squeaky Kitty? I don't think Squeaky Kitty has a degree in psychology, but I don't know of anyone who has a degree in psychology, because, if you had a degree in psychology, surely you'd want to mention it, but I had this dream, and I don't know who the people were, but y'all, there was a lot of cruising at the Von's East. Now today, of course, is the coupon, the penny coupon day. So Big Fatty will be running over to the Von's East at lunchtime today, getting that penny coupon. But y'all, there was something about this Von's East that was just strange. It was just strange because y'all, I had a dream that I went in there and somebody was cruising. They were just cruising Big Fatty. Fatty! I would just walk around the store and I would get, all kinds of things that were on sale. I mean, I could see, it was the buy one, get one free and all, but there was a booth or something. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was I don't know if I met this cute guy as I was walking around the store, but he wanted me to get a flu shot. And I said, I've already had my flu shot. And he says, well, here, we'll come over to this booth. This is a shot to give you the flu. I went, oh, okay. So, y'all, we walked over there, and we both got the shot, so we both got the flu. And, y'all, before we could go through the checkout, we both had a terrible case of the flu. And, y'all, we went and laid down in a bed over near the dog food section. And And so we were laying there, and one of the managers came by and wanted to know how we were feeling. We said, well, we've gotten the flu. And he says, well, come on over here. We'll give you a flu shot, and then we'll have sex. And I went, well, okay, we can do that. So, y'all, we went over, and we got the flu shot, and then we went back to the bed with the manager, and there was the three of us in the bed. And then the manager had to go back to work, and so we got up. We were feeling better because we had gotten the flu shot, and so we went back and we said, "Well, you know, that was kind of fun. Let's go get that shot for so we can get the flu again. Maybe the manager will come back to see us." And y'all, they were no longer giving the shots in the arm. You had to produce your buttocks. Very vulgar. And so we both dropped our pants, and you know, there we were in all our glory. Yo, by the way, today Wednesday is a full moon, so you know, that's yes, Big Betty. So we got the shot, and of course had to go back to bed because we had the flu. And then the manager came back and said, come on, let's go get another flu shot. And so we did, and we just had a good time. Yeah, we did this about five times. And every time after we would get the shot that gave us the flu, we'd continue shopping. And, y'all, I must have picked up a dozen bags of frozen meatballs. I don't understand what any of it means, y'all, but it means that you're just fucked up is what it means.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
It's Tim Cornwall calling to give you some information. I just saw an ad for something that is right up your alley. So I don't know if you have your plans yet for Memorial Day weekend 2014, but up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, they are holding Camp Bacon, and it's all the best in bacon, May 29th through June 1st. And it's a fundraiser for the Southern Foodways Alliance, and it brings together bacon lovers, makers, cooks, curers, and anyone who likes to learn, eat, and enjoy cured and smoked pork belly. And the event kicks off on Thursday, May 29th at 7 p.m. at the Zingerman Roadhouse presents the third annual Bacon Ball. Now, I can just see you and Poodle at the Bacon Ball. Then on Friday, May 30th, they have two sessions, one from 8 to 12, another one from 1:30 to 5:30 called Baking with the Bacon Class. Then the main event is actually on Saturday, May 31st from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Breakfast served at 7:30, and it's an all-day Bacon Fest, celebrating everything that is bacon, a benefit to raise money for the Southern Foodway Alliance, and it closes on Sunday, June 1st, from 11 to 2 with the Bacon Street Fair, and that is going to be held in Carytown at the Ann Arbor Farm Market. So that sounds right up your alley. Zingerman's CampBacon.com is where you can find out more about it. And then anyway, I just thought I'd call and pass that along. See you later.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Mr. Tim Kumar. You know, he is the patron saint of the BFO. Tim, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's been it's just been a month of Sunday since we've heard from you. And for you to call in, you know, y'all, Tim is a vegetarian. So, you know, it probably was difficult for him to even say the word bacon. Anyway, Tim, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty. Big Fatty thought of me too. And the bacon, the whole bacon event just sounds lovely. Big Fatty, do you think they'll have a parade? Well, I'm sure they will. Well, who will be the bacon queen?
Hello. Happy Bacon.
Hey, so I'm driving down the street, and I look down, and I go, oh, it warmed up quite nicely or whatever, you know. So it was 29 degrees, and all of a sudden it was dropping as 24, and I realized that was my speedometer. Oh my gosh. Okay, breaking news. There will not be a bacon campaign this year. My apologies to everyone who was getting excited and sharpening their number two pencils for their ballots. All right. May the luckiest person whose name is picked reign, or whatever that means.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and y'all, evidently she is running for the Bacon Queen, so she's not gonna be going on the Vote Bacon campaign to be the number one fan. Y'all, we're gonna have information about the number one fan contest coming up on Friday. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I know it's been a month of Sundays, but I apologize, and I still love and adore you. My guess is, and the boy genius's guess is, hold on 1 second, 40. We're doing this all off of my pay, my child support pay. So that's where I'm getting my method. Hope all is well. Love you. I'm so glad we're done doing the Christmas cards. And have a wonderful day. Love you. Bye. Oh, and hold on.
Hi.
Big Freddy, hi. Big Freddy, that was lovely. Y'all, that, of course, was Princess Hannah, and there at the end, that was the boy genius. And y'all, you may not know what they were talking about, but it's the coupon contest, and y'all, you're not supposed to call it in, but I accepted the submissions, but I had to honk out the big Freddy. We don't need to hear what you're honking out. the amounts and everything. And y'all, speaking of the coupon contest, y'all, don't forget now, tomorrow, the 16th of January, at 5 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Time, y'all, that is when the coupon contest closes. And y'all, if you want to enter, all you have to do is send Bergwater an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com and tell me how much Big Fatty announced he saved in 2011, 12, and 13, all added together. I just want one number of all three of those years added together. And y'all, the person that comes the closest without going over will win a cash prize that is currently being gathered in the cushions of Miss Bacon's settee. Ready the settee. And so y'all remember, Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, y'all, it's your last chance. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Brian in Denver. Just calling to wanted to thank you for wishing me a happy birthday on your podcast. Anyway, thank you very much, and I want to let you know I'm doing fine. Just working a lot, listening to your show every day. Love it. Love your show. Anyway, David's got a new boyfriend, so he's all tied up in that, so you can put into the thought of what that is all about. Anyway, talk to you later, Big Fatty. Once again, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Brian out there in the Mile High City, Denver. And he had a celebration of exiting the birth canal on Sunday of this week. And, Brian, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. It's just been forever since we heard from you. And I'm delighted that things are going well for you and for David. You know, y'all, David and Brian, they made Big Fatty the hammersaw. And y'all, I'm just looking here at the weather rat, and y'all, we're going to need the hammersaw towards the end of this week, so I'm going to have to pull it out and put it on keep my toasty toes. Bleh! Fatty toasty toes. And it sounds to me like David it's interesting that he has a boyfriend that he keeps tied up. Fatty, that's not what he said. Now y'all, I was gonna play a couple more voice letters, but y'all, I've received an urgent message from that Daniel Biba, and he says, Burkhardt, I listened to your little show during the first part of my drive to work, and I keep forgetting to e-letter you this question when I get in because my playlist has moved on to the next show on the list. So it sounds to me, Big Fatty, it sounds to me like he's got an axe Big Fatty question.
Burkhardt, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty,
Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
You Big Fatty, and y'all, our axe Big Fatty question, y'all, hot off the presses, comes to us from that Daniel Biba, and he says, Bernardy, will you be providing us with a retirement countdown similar to a cruise countdown that other little shows have done in the past? Well, Daniel, first of all, thank you so much for the question. By the way, this is an excellent question, and I have been thinking of this, and I think it's an excellent idea, because no one else does a retirement countdown. Nobody does a retirement countdown, but I haven't decided. I haven't decided on the music that I'm going to use for the retirement countdown, but I've kind of narrowed it down a little bit. And y'all, when I'm finished nattering about all of this, I'm going to play you the music, which of course no one else has ever used to usher in the retirement countdown. So y'all, just let Big Fatty know what you think. Big Fatty, we can't wait any longer. Please tell us, or go get one of those flu shots to give you the flu, or to go get another bag of those frozen meatballs or something like that. I don't even remember what that was all about. No. All right, y'all. Now, this is the music that I'm considering, something new and original that I'm considering for the retirement countdown. Big Fatty, play it!
Here is a secret I never have told. Maybe you'll understand why. I believe if I refuse to grow old, I can stay young till I die.
Oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a little from the world we're given. Time to take time for spring to turn it all. In just no time at all.
Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you pulled a fast one on us. It's true, Poodle. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Daniel Biba and old Crooked Hat Adam Burns talking about Big Fatty going to the old folks' home. Big Fatty, are they helping you pack? Well, somebody's going to have to help me pack, that's for sure. But anyway, Daniel, it was your question was just perfect for the retirement countdown today, and all that. And Adam, when the time comes, what are you gonna tell everybody?
He's gonna be a riot at the old folks' home.
Oh, just the thought of it has him rioting now, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.